Hello, my ninja friends. It's Scott Nova, the Car Leasing Ninja. I just hope everyone's all well. At the moment, it's Tuesday today, and I just wanted to do a bit of a quick podcast, which my podcast tends to sort of last a little bit longer than I intend, but I do sort of wrap it on. But today, I just wanted to talk about the implications of lockdown and the issues it's causing businesses basically around the world. It's something that in sort of December, January time, it was the economy was doing really well. Everyone was firing all cylinders in the motor trade, certainly, especially in the UK. January was one of our busiest months. We alone did 100 vehicles in January. February was a little bit slower, but only by 8 to 10%. But and everything all seemed fine. You know, we all just made sure that sort of 2020 was going to be our year, and a lot of other businesses did the same. I look at a lot on LinkedIn. I'm very active on LinkedIn, so you're more than welcome to follow me on LinkedIn. Just type my name in, Scott Norville, and you'll see all my posts on there. But I'm extremely active with video content. But that's another podcast altogether. But I think in this sort of day and age now, where it was extremely busy in January and February, we never could predict what was going to happen. We could never, in anyone's wildest dreams, of a virus that's going to be a pandemic across the whole world. It's just something that we wouldn't even grasp back then. So things have changed. Things have changed heavily in the past 6 or 7 weeks. And this is the scariest thing. Where things tend to happen, and there's a sort of time scale of that, whether it could be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. With this, it's happened extremely quickly. And businesses have had to adapt. So businesses have had to adapt with a lockdown situation of everyone being at home, staying safe. Everyone's been working from home. And within the UK, there is a thing called furlough, where members of teams, businesses small and large, just have to stay at home and they cannot work. But the government helps with the salaries and their wages for a certain amount of time. This is causing no end of issues for businesses, because businesses have shut all across the UK and the world, you know, to that degree. But how we're going to play this out, it's a very difficult question to answer. So my advice would be to sort of just look at various different things that you do sort of day to day, and just remember what it was like before, because I can safely say that as we move forward, everything's going to change. Everything is going to change as we used to know it. Working environments are going to change. Social distancing, which seems to be the word at the moment, that's going to be in place for a long time. Until this vaccine is found, and we can get back on our merry way, I do believe that everyone has had to change everything with their lifestyle. There's certain types of people. Some people just sit, do nothing, wallow in self-pity, and just worry about absolutely everything, which is completely out of everyone's control. That's where anxiety comes in. Anxiety is a byproduct of not knowing and being out of control. So that's one type of person. Then you've got the other type of person that thinks, well, okay, this is a world of pain, literally, but let's just crack on. Let's just do what we can do in these awful times, whether it's something small, whether it's looking at a bit of a side hustle, maybe looking at new hobbies, maybe looking at things when think, right, okay, well, I'm not earning the amount of money that I used to be earning, so I'm going to look at various other jobs, maybe a delivery driver for Amazon, working at a local supermarket stacking shelves. You know, there's various different things and various different things that people are doing. But one thing that I've been focusing on heavily is a bit of a side hustle, a bit of, you know, something to get some sort of positivity out of this and learning new skills. So I'm learning now web development. So I'm looking at building websites and incorporating that with drone photography, which I've got a passion for, and videography, as well as a few other bits as well. So that's my little bit of a side hustle going on. I'm working from things that I've done with Silverstone, understanding about Google Analytics, understanding about Google, LinkedIn, Facebook, all the social media platforms. I can utilize all of that. And also, primarily, I've got more time on my hands to do that. Yes, I'm still working at Silverstone. I'm still trying to keep the engines running, but inquiry levels have dropped. Stats have come out today that the registrations for April are down 98%. 98%. So in the UK in April, just a bit of a fact-finding thing here. Well, it's not really fact-finding, but it's just more facts. April, there was 18,000. So 2019, in April, there was 18,000 new car registrations in that month. This year, 4,000. So it's just shocking, absolute shocking. But once again, which type of person are you? Are you the one that's just going to sort of just sit there, do absolutely fuck all and just think, well, okay, well, this is a shit sandwich. You know, it'll be right because we'll just see what happens. Well, that's fine, but nothing is going to happen because there's no self-development. So when we do come out of this, which we will do, this is not going to last forever. So when we do come out of this, are you going to be a better person? Are you going to think, right, well, I've learned this new skill. I enjoy the skill that I've learned and I'm going to adapt to it and I'm going to utilize it in my daily life. And also, it could be something that you could use for your own business. Or if you're an employee, if you're a sales, if you're a salesman, sales manager, whatever, you know, you could utilize something with a project that you could have been sorting out. So I'll give you an example. One thing that I've been looking at is a website designing, because everything, bear in mind now, everything's online. You physically can't go to a shop anymore unless you're queuing for God knows how long, and with this social distancing it's going to be extremely difficult. So everything is going to go online. So what's happened here is that we've propelled ourselves into the future, a little bit like Back to the Future, but it's not back to the, you know what I mean, there's no DeLorean outside, it's just now this is the future. So where before meetings from Zoom, meetings virtually online, which could be in place about in 10 years in the future, is now happening now. I'm having more meetings online virtually with all local businesses around Northampton and up and down the country, just sitting in my office. I don't have to travel. I don't have to do anything. Even sit there with my bloody boxer shorts on. It doesn't make any difference, but I've still got that communication going on that platform. So I've got a little bit sidetracked there, as I usually do, but it's just trying to find that hustle. It's trying to find that new thing and get fired up about it. So going back to Silverstone, one thing that I am looking at is building a website for content for car reviews, which I'm very active, proactively doing, and special offers. And with this, because I can do this in my own time and I've got plenty of time, I can build this website. And it's, to be honest, building websites is extremely easy. I'm using a thing called WordPress, which is one of the most popular platforms to build websites on. I think the stats, I love the stats today, 42% of websites in the world are built on that platform. But for SEO, search engine optimization, which, if you didn't know what that was, it's a perfect platform. So I can get content, rich content, going into that website in my own words. And we're not talking about copy and pasting. If you copy and paste from another website, Google dismiss it. They don't like it because they know it's copied from one website to another and they downgrade a new website. So you'll never appear organically. So that hello, my ninja friends. Okay, so yeah, the last podcast went a little bit wrong. Had a phone call that come through. Should have put it on airplane mode, really. Naughty, naughty. Carly's in ninja. So now I've had to split it into two segments. Episode one and episode two. I've never done that before. So where before I sort of said on the first episode, it's going to be a short podcast. In the end, it's going to be a bloody 20 minutes. So anyway, let's get straight back to it. So where were we? It was on about content, website content, and what I'm looking to do. And I would highly recommend looking at this as well. Go on to WordPress. You can buy a WordPress website for 25 quid. It's just like a blank page, really. And then you can put your information on there. So the reason I talk about content, especially rich content, it's just what Google love. Google lap it up. They lap it up and lap it up. Okay, do you like that? So organically, everything will come to the top. So for SilverstoneFleetManagement.com, nice little plug there. The website that I'm looking to do is all about car reviews and all just basically about cars. Good cars, bad cars, about leasing, what leasing is, but in my own words. So don't get me wrong, I'm no bloody copywriter, I'm no ghostwriter, I'm no Agatha Christie, but this is what Google like original content. So if I'm putting things out there for Silverstone, so my mindset is to try and generate more inquiries coming through to the main website. And the only way to do that is, well, two ways. One is to pay. So you can pay Google for AdWords, which costs a bloody fortune. Or try it the hard way. But the hard way could also benefit so much better than paid adverts. And the main reason for that is because it's free. The only thing that's going to cost is time. So it's just time putting in there and the effort that you put in. So for me, what I'm looking to do is get a website for car reviews, all about car leasing, the benefits, the pros, the cons, why it's the best way forward, especially now with this coming out of lockdown, which we will do hopefully soon. The public confidence to go back on public transport is going to be nil. People will not want to go onto buses, onto trains. For one, they're worried about catching it. And for two, the queues to get on public transport now and in the future is going to be absolutely horrific. So this is my thoughts. This is my own thoughts. This hasn't actually been published and it's fact. This is just my own thoughts. So I'm trying to think into the future. And the way that I can see it is that people will look for cars. They won't physically buy vehicles because buying a car, let's say it's a little Vauxhall Corsa for 14 grand. Well, people aren't going to pay £14,000 out of their own hard-earned money for a car, or even maybe a used car that they may have issues with reliability. So leasing, in my mind, would probably be the preferred option. And with some of the offers, and this isn't a plug of the offers that we've got, but some of the offers currently, you know, Vauxhall Corsa, like I've just explained, like I've just mentioned, you know, we're doing those for like £110, £120 a month. So I think that this is the route that everyone's going to go down. And I think it's going to literally come back with a bang. You could see what China's doing at the moment. The manufacturing side in China is absolutely booming. Car industry is booming. That's actually up 40%. Once again, there's those facts and figures. I'm just the fact man today. excuse me, sorry, it's not corona. So my idea and my thoughts are, in this time of where we have got plentiful amounts of time, is to look at building and creating a website, fill it with content of my own words. And once again, it's not going to be bloody perfect, but it's going to be out there. I'll get a domain, which I can actually buy for £2 from 123.reg. Don't worry, I'm not sponsored by them, but they're the most easiest ones I've found in the past to buy from. And then just get something up. And then daily, I can build on it. So all of a sudden, the website becomes this sort of living and breathing platform where people can go on there to look at what I'm talking about, look at my reviews, look at the content, and then the biggest call to action, if you remember what I sort of said in a few other episodes, the ADA, attention, interest, desire, and action, the action button, or the call to action, would be direct link to the main website, the website that we've paid a bloody fortune for. So this, because it's new, because it's rich content and it's in my own words, Google will lap this up like a lapping dog that's just been for a walk that needs that dirty water. It will lap, lap, lap. And organically, I will rise to the top. That's my thoughts. It will probably go all to shit. But we don't know. I don't know until I try. But it's, once again, it's just something that I'm going to start to do. So that's my thoughts on it. Like I said before on the first episode, there's two types of people. One is that just sit there, just go through the normal routine, probably sitting at home thinking, what's the world is crap, the world is shit. Yes, it is. But we have to understand, the world isn't like it was before. That's gone now. That world is gone. We've merged into this new era of social distancing, of just all sorts. Things are going to change so fast, like they have done. As I mentioned on the first episode as well, you know, it wasn't so long ago that we went to work and we met our mates down the pub for a quick beer, and we went to concerts, and we just did what we wanted to do. You could jump in the car and drive down to Cornwall, which I know one of my best friends will be listening to this, and we're thinking, well, you haven't come to Cornwall for bloody ages. What are you talking about, Scott? But that was our intention this year. Yeah, sorry about that, Steve. But what I'm trying to say is that way that it was before, the free and easy, just get up and go, do what we want to do, and it's all changed. Everything now has been propelled probably 10 to 15 years into the future. So everything is all going to be online. Everything is going to be done virtually. So, you know, buying things, is going to be more demand online. So now is the perfect time to think, well, okay, well, how am I going to look at getting a revenue stream coming back in to my bank? How am I going to do that? How am I going to have a sort of a little bit of a sort of hustle? So you may be into, I don't know, shirts. You may design, or you've got an idea of shirts that you want to, you've got a logo and you think, oh yeah, I could market that logo to, I don't know, skateboarders or whatever, and be the next Gymshark, let's say. Well, there's nothing stopping you. There's absolutely nothing stopping you to think, right, let's go for it. Get a website, understand how it's all done. The biggest thing is that the people fear failure. So people think, well, I'm not going to do it because it won't work. Well, how do you know if it doesn't work if you don't do it in the first place? It's quite a simple thing, and I've sort of lived by that, and I just hate it with a passion when people turn around and say, no, it don't work. Well, why doesn't it work? Oh, no, it won't. No, I can't see it working. All right. So you can't see it working, but have you tried it? No. Right. So you failed even before you... So you've planned to fail. So clearly you're going to fail. So I'm always... Because obviously this is my podcast, so I'm always talking about myself, which is a bit weird. But I find that going onto YouTube, you can work out how to do things very, very quickly. And there's tutorials on absolutely everything. Absolutely everything. I'm really into editing. I love editing. I love filming, drone filming, then editing with soundtracks, with music at the background and all of this. And I've learned new things in the past 2 or 3 weeks of transitions, new transitions. I've even got videos of myself. So there's two of us on the same screen. And I saw that for the first time on YouTube when I was browsing through YouTube a few days ago. And I thought, how do you do that? So I just Googled it, went onto YouTube, put it all in, and there it was. It was just a mask button on Final Cut Pro that I was using. And within 3 minutes, I've learned that. So it's a new skill that I've learned, which now I can adapt to new projects moving forward. So YouTube is a great source to learn. So when I'm learning about these websites, don't get me wrong, I'm no bloody Bill Gates, but I'll be learning from YouTube and just to understand how it works. I've got time at night, I've got time when my son goes to sleep during the day to do it. And the whole idea, once again, going back to the Silverstone side, is that when the market does come back, people will be Googling, people will be doing this, and hopefully, just hopefully, my website will pop up and I can gain traffic, good traffic, onto the main website and hopefully convert into leases and deals and happy days. So that's it. That's it from me. So I think the moral of this 2-episode little blog, whatever you want to call it, podcast, there we go, is that if you're thinking about doing something, just bloody do it. There's nothing to stop you. No one is going to stop you. The only person that was going to stop you to do things is yourself. So wrap this up. So which type of person are you? Are you the person that's going to sit there, do absolutely jack shit until this is all over? Or are you the person to think, well, actually, I've got 18 hours in the day, I'm just sitting at home watching Netflix and just doing God knows what. Well, let me just learn a new skill. Are you that person? Because I think you are. I think you are that person. So any questions, anything you want to talk about, once again, email me, scott.norvell@silverstonefleetmanagement.com. And thank you to a few people that actually have. I'm not going to name drop anyone. A couple of people asked me not to. But I really do appreciate some of the emails that I've had. Really do appreciate that. So if you listen to this for the first time, subscribe. These are just my thoughts. I'm just literally just sitting with my mobile phone to my head and just spitting out shit. But this is my own thoughts of ways to just try and get us out of this crap situation that we're in. But once again, this isn't going to last for long. What the future is going to hold, God only knows. What the world is going to look like after all of this, God only knows. But thanks to the Chinese for fucking everything cool up. But anyway, that's me, Scott Norville, the car leasing ninja. Take care. Love you lots. See you later.